Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly email for Friday, October 28th, 2022. One of the most challenging parts of writing a book is the editing process. Gathering notes, ideas, and stories is kind of fun, especially when you just throw them on a page with no worries about the order or chapters. But when it comes time to sort through those pages and decide what stays and what goes, it can be overwhelming and a bit daunting. Maybe what I've captured isn't as good as I thought. Maybe I love how this paragraph reads, but it doesn't fit into this particular book. Maybe I'm unsure if a reader will understand what I'm trying to convey through this particular story. It's tempting to just close the document and walk away. It feels way too hard to sort through everything. But it must be done. I had to pare things down and leave only the best, most impactful bits. Now, think of this book as your life. What and who have you collected over the years? Are they still a fit for the story you want to write? Do those clothes you hope to fit into again someday make you feel crappy every time you see them in your closet? Does that nagging voice in your head keep telling you that you don't have what it takes to make your dreams a reality? Do the unread books on your shelf taunt you about wasted money, or maybe they remind you that you have no time to read? Does your heart drop every time that friend's name pops up on your phone because you know she's calling to dump her drama on you? This is all clutter, and clearing it out can be tough. In fact, it can sometimes feel way easier to just keep things as it is, despite the clutter driving you nuts. Instead of beating yourself up for tolerating less than ideal thoughts, things, and people, give yourself some grace and get curious. How are you benefiting from settling into this draft of your story? What might come with some tidying up? Abundance, judgment, prosperity, expectations. It can all be scary. Having these distractions can be an awesome excuse for not going after what you really want. After all, without this clutter, you'd be able to fully claim your space in the world. And then what would people think? When I was writing my second book, I kept my notes in a disorganized draft for far too long. As I explored what my payout was from doing so, I found that I was protecting myself from the possibility of it not being as well received as my first book. If I'd never finished it, it wouldn't be published, and then I could keep swimming in someday land that is far more comfortable. It's exciting to chase a goal, isn't it? And it's sometimes terrifying to achieve it. Whenever fear arises, I like to play it out. When I do, I find the situation is much less scary than the stories I'm telling myself. I asked myself, what if my second book isn't as well received as my first? And then I answered it, well, I trust that those who it's meant to help will read it and reap the rewards. But what if my publisher is disappointed with the sales? Refer back to answer number one. So instead of berating myself for procrastinating, I acknowledged my fears, talked them through with supportive loved ones, and reminded myself that I am worthy and my work is valuable, even if it doesn't hit the bestseller list. The more I focused on editing my negative thoughts, the sooner I was able to finish my manuscript. And now it's your turn. This week, I challenge you to make a list of the areas of your life that could use some editing. Things like your self-talk, your friendships, your small kitchen appliances, your diet, your limiting beliefs. Then come up with one small step you could take to make some progress on just one area. This might be looking in the mirror and complimenting yourself on something you see. Taking some time before responding to texts or voicemails, particularly from Debbie Downer. Pulling out all of your small appliances, putting them on the counter just so you can see what you have. Choosing nutrient-dense food for one of your meals today. Celebrating any and all small wins. As you consciously curate your life more and more, you'll find that you not only breathe easier, but you'll have more energy and focus for the things and goals that really matter. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. Let's take this life edit a step further and design your dream life. In this 5-module self-study course, you will craft a vision for your life, reverse engineer your dreams so you know exactly what to do to make it a reality, create an action plan, and learn to overcome procrastination. And I'll share a secret with you. I'll be guiding all students through this program live in early 2023. So grab yours now and get rolling. And I hope you have a great week.